All right, so Calvin has given me the way of, how do you say his name? Zhuangzi?
Zhuangzi.
Zhuangzi. Oh, look, it's the preface. It's done by His Holiness.
Big fatty.
So, it's called, I guess he wants me to read this and then see what I think. Means and Ends. The gatekeeper, let me slow down. The gatekeeper in the capital city of Sung.
Big fatty.
Became such an expert and so emaciated himself with fasts and austerities that he was promoted to the high rank in order that he might serve as a model of ritual observance. As a result of this, his imitators so deprived themselves that half of them died.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
The model of ritual observance.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1168 of the BFO for Thirsty, the 19th of July 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I got nothing. I absolutely got nothing. Guess it's going off the tracks early. Hello, boy and girl cotters. What the hell is that? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are boycotters and girl cotters today. Big Fatty's not have anything to do with welcome back cotters? No, because y'all, everybody's boycotting the Chick-fil now, and y'all, Big Fatty is on the bandwagon as well. You know, I don't miss it. I hadn't been going for a while, and I don't miss it. And you know, they're just being ugly. They're just being ugly, y'all. So I'm off the Chick-fil, Big Fatty, and you know, I'm just gonna come out and say it. Everybody else is saying it too. So anyway, it's been said. Now, just move forward. Yes, Big Fatty, go eat a hamburger. So anyway, but y'all, honest to hydrogen. Well, first of all, slow day in the coal mine on hump day. Let me just tell you, slow day in the coal mine. y'all, I don't even have the coupon for you because I came home at lunchtime rather than go to the Von's East. By the way, y'all, I have been told by a reliable source, and y'all, I'm gonna go over here to the www just to get the details on this. But y'all, I've been told by a reliable source that the Albertsons has a quiz program going. There's some kind of giveaway or something. And y'all, you know, there's a certain little show they're just searching for content. Y'all, they had to, you know, they're bringing out those old, well, anyway, y'all, and I believe it's called Grill On, y'all, it's some kind of, they're giving away some kind of, coupon, y'all, I don't see it on here, view all the summer articles, Grill On, fresh summertime fun, y'all, evidently you get a playing piece or something like that. Well, maybe, I don't know what it is, y'all, but I think it's the Grill On, promotions and sweepstakes. Let's see what that is. You gotta love a sale, baby savings, Disneyland. Okay, y'all, I still think it's the Grill On. Offering up a coupon segment. Would be a lovely way to have a little content. Big Fatty, you know it. But anyway, so Grill On, Grill On, Grill On, Grill On with Well, I guess they can't really grill on because, you know, they're doing that Nutrisystem. By the way, y'all, evidently, y'all, did you know that the Nutrisystem gives you the vulgar farts? Y'all, this may be the fart episode of the BFO. Y'all, evidently, the farting is so bad in Walnut Hills that y'all, the hazmat team, has opened a temporary mobile office at the top of the cul-de-sac. I don't know, but you know, there have been warnings out there. There are air quality warnings, big fatty. So y'all, if you're in the Walnut Hills area, y'all, you might wanna get one of those saws. Get you a saws mask. And, you know, yes, McFaddy, we got it. And, y'all, I would say avoid the Albertsons in that general area also. So, anyway, and, of course, P.O. Box 561. Speaking of farting, Big Fatty was very gassy on hump day afternoon. Y'all, I don't know what, I say Tuesday night, y'all, I went over and, you know, I picked my wig, got my wig all done, got my music ready for the big Tiara Hara on Friday. And, what else did I do? Oh, and then, Granny and Miss Porter and I were gonna go have some supper. Y'all, there's a little place around the corner from them, and y'all, they do a special each night, but y'all, two, I say Tuesday night, the special is fried chicken, and y'all, you get four pieces of fried chicken, the breast, the bazoom for some of you that are delicate, the wing, the thigh, and the leg. Big Fatty doesn't care for the dark meat. Big Fatty, that's just racist. I asked if I could get all white meat, and y'all, so I had two. You know, you didn't get as many pieces, but I had two large chicken bazooms, and y'all, it came with the mashed potatoes and gravy, which I requested that I not get that, and I wanted a lower carb option. So y'all, I got a double dose of the fried okra, and yeah, it was good. And I ate one of the chicken bazooms and about a little less than half of the fried okra, because y'all, it also came with a garden salad, y'all, it was $10 for all of that, $10. Granny never did make it. She had to work late. There was some sort of inspection going on, and so she couldn't join us. But But Miss Porter and I had a lovely winner chicken dinner. Y'all, that is the rest of the fried okra, which I brought home. But I also had some sugar snap peas and some antioxidant vegetables and a piece of my meatloaf. Big Fatty, don't let your meatloaf. And, y'all, I had that, and, right after, when I got back to the coal mine, y'all, I felt as if I was on Nutrisystem, y'all. Felt as if I was on Nutrisystem, and, y'all, it was vulgar. It was just vulgar, in the coal mine, on hump day afternoon. Y'all, one of the things that the census is doing, Big Freddy, you're not going to play the music? Not yet. Y'all, one thing that the census is doing is that it's getting people to, you know, when the lurkers de-lurk, you know, y'all, some of them, they just come totally out of the woodwork. And y'all, I've gotten several folks send requests to the 20, and y'all, I want to remind everybody that if you request to follow Big Fatty on the Twitter, y'all, you've got to let Big Fatty know, because y'all, it used to send me an e-letter saying someone has requested it, but they don't do that anymore, and y'all and I just forget to go over there. You know, we went through that whole forgetful explanation yesterday. I came over and I approved a few. But y'all, I thought I'd come back and just read these out to you again today. Y'all, the Hockey Guy 13, he is down there in the Central Florida. I wonder if he knows that J.C. Marple, who has not responded to the census yet. The Countess, who is a casual observer of life and a dabbler in sarcasm. Just Us Girls, USA. Y'all have a feeling that one's not not following Big Fatty. Y'all, Drake Jensen, North America's first openly gay male country recording artist. It wants to follow Big Fatty. Drake, are you a listener? Thomas, Diary of a Fat Mark, tired, thrilling, open-minded man. Star Sage, telecom slave, sci-fi fanboy, hopeless dreamer, and happily married homo. Star Sage, are you listening to Big Fatty? Glitterpuss, yo, Glitterpuss has been on there forever. A runner, a reader, a crossword fanatic, a computer geek, and an avid beer drinker. Ronnie Bird. Deborah Roos. R-U-I-S-E. That show turned me on. Y'all don't have any idea what that means. Rabbit Viola. I raise and rescue English Angora rabbits. Big Fatty. And y'all, Whitman Tinker. Whitman Tinker is a dog, just a dog on the intertubes. So y'all, if that's any of you, or if you want to follow Big Fatty on the Twitty, y'all, it is at Big Fatty, and y'all just send a following request and let Big Fatty know that you want to do it, so that I can know to go over and approve you. Big Fatty, you've nodded enough. Now, please play that census music.
In 80 zillion podcast players across the whole wide earth, the BFO is counting on you. So stand up and prove your worth. Help your BFO get equal podosphere representation. Send us your best ideas for ruination, delurking, fibering, and don't forget, bacon. Answer the BFO census. And remember, your answers aren't remotely confidential and will be read out loud on the little show. The BFO Census, we're counting on you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've had a request, and I'll throw it out there. I've had a request for the Gravitas to sing the census song. So, Gravitas, if you're up for it, I'll send you the music, and you can sing I'm counting on Rue, or I don't know how you sing it, but anyway. Y'all, I got a census voice letter from my domestic straight boyfriend, Phil, out there in Oregon. And y'all, Phil's having a kind of a hard time these days, so y'all keep him in your thoughts, and I'll just leave it at that. And y'all also heard from Michael Shaver, and Michael says, I'm a lurker, and I've sent you crema cards over the year telling you how much I've enjoyed the little show and appreciate the value we are receiving for our entertainment dollar. In short, you can count on me.
The BFO Census, we're counting on you.
Gussie, y'all, time to get over here to Spotting Big Fatty. Y'all, I think the last time I was over here, it was Paul Bunyan Day, because I believe we were talking about lesbians. Y'all, speaking of that, I did get a quick e-letter from that Kim Beaver saying she is undercover right now. Big Fatty, is she on a mission? I don't know. But y'all, Big Fatty is celebrating the hug holiday, and y'all... Y'all, the I'm gonna tell you what, the moderator at Spotting Big Fatty is getting slack, y'all. The last thing posted over here was June the 30th. Big Fatty, they are 19 days behind. They better get on it. But anyway, Big Fatty looks like some sort of koala bear, this triplet koala bears. And then there's the Meteor Watch Day. Big Fatty is celebrating that. Y'all, it looks like I'm going into some kind of black hole. And y'all, then Big Fatty's Timmy Sims. Timmy Sims saw Wicked Fatty, and there he is. Yes. Y'all, speaking of that Timmy Sims, y'all, he played, you know, when he called in to the BFO and said, "You can count on me," and did about 6 or 8 times. Y'all, he played that at the end of his little show. But y'all, there was a lesson. That show was a lesson, y'all, is that don't be what do you call it? It's a Johnson. Big Fatty, what about his Johnson? It's not a rainy day. It's a Big Fatty, just move forward. They'll go listen themselves. They'll get more out of listening themselves than listening to you try to explain it. But anyway, y'all, he played that at the end of the little show. So, evidently, he wasn't too upset at Big Fatty, for doing that. Y'all, by the way, y'all, I know I'm late to the party. But y'all, Mike Lawson, y'all, he's a liar. He's a liar. And y'all, I have caught up on all his lies. It's a cute little show. I like it because it's short. It's not like some of these things that go an hour and a half. I'm looking at you, DI Plus and cream bags. Big Freddy, it's not cream bags. What is it? I don't know. But anyway, puff. No, what? I don't fucking remember shit. Let's see, what else was I gonna say? What else did I do? But anyway, y'all, I was talking about that Mike Lawson. Y'all, he starts off, he has a little a little segment that tells what the episode's gonna be about, then it goes into a pre-recorded part, and then he does the story, and then I think it's, I can't tell if it's pre-recorded at the end or not. But anyway, y'all, he starts off by calling everybody bitches. Hey, bitches, I'm back. You know, so everybody's a bitch. And y'all, then the last thing he says, because he puts the show out on Tuesdays, is he says, "See you next Tuesday." Well, y'all, you know, that is code. I don't know if you knew this or not, but that is code. See you next Tuesday. Just take that C-U-N-T. Big Fatty, please, you're vulgar. But y'all, so that he calls you a bitch to begin with, and you know what, at the end, Big Fatty, please, 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 please. So anyway, so Mike Lawson, we'll see you next Tuesday. And y'all, he has people write to him, but you have to put in some sort of vulgar. Some sort of vulgar name, and then you put what some would call lies.com, and y'all, he gets it, and then he reads the vulgar names on each show. Y'all, I was trying to think of what would be the most vulgar thing I could think of, and y'all, I think mine would be Vera's adult diaper after visiting the Mexican buffet and moving a little too slow to make it to the toilet at what would sound, what would it be? Fanny, you fucked it up. Just quit. Just shut it down. Just shut it all down. Let JR say something and then just hope that it gets better for Friday.
The model of ritual observance.
Well, you're not the model of perfect podcasting, that's for sure.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.